Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you can send donations or you'll be sown into good ground, into what we are doing. Donations can be sent to Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. Or you can download the Give Life app at www.giveliby.com. Or you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com and click on Internet Radio Broadcast. Or you can go to PayPal and go to www.kingdombuildersinternational.com. Glory to God. And the church services are at, again, Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. And the service time is 11 a.m. with our pastor, prophetess, Teresa Dykes. And the Jesus Encounter is Wednesday at 6:30. Call in for prayer or send in your prayer requests. The prayer line is open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central until 6 a.m. Eastern. The number is 218-895-0280, and the code is prayer, which is 772-937. We are excited, yay, to announce Kingdom Builders Development Institute Ministry classes. If you believe that God is calling you to ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, call 313-583-9739. And for our internet radio broadcast, will you please go to www.blindtalkradio.com, KBI, and click follow, then you will receive updates on our speakers and our events. And we also glad to announce our Project Youth, where we are focused on developing character, excellence, and integrity in the youth, along with our self-enrichment programs for families that are in need of emotional, mental, and spiritual support. Glory be to God. And then my announcements for tonight, glory be to God. And again, tonight, we have a woman of God that God has been raising up for many years, Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon. She is going to come forth tonight. Her broadcast will be every first Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So sit back and enjoy some food from heaven. Evangelist Tammy, are you on the line?
I am, Prophetess. Thank you.
You are welcome. And I yield the line to you.
Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, giving honor to God tonight for being not just ahead of my life, but being my everything, my all in all. Hallelujah. And for his son, my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I love you so much, Jesus, and your spirit that you left to comfort me and your people, oh God. I just thank you. Hallelujah. I lift up Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters, intercessors to you, oh God. Tonight I lift up Elder QP Dots and Prophetess Minister Teresa Dots, overseers of Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters, intercessors, ministries. And I just thank you all for embarking with me in the journey of love through Christ Jesus. Bless God. I'll be coming out of the book of Titus 2 tonight. And I also want to thank my apostle as well, Leonard T. Emmons, here in Gary, Indiana, at Living Way Christian Center, for just being such a great overseer of my life, being a great spiritual father of my life. I want to thank the men and women who've been in my life all these years to help rear me and make me become the woman that I am today through Christ Jesus. My mother, my beautiful mother, my aunts, my cousins, my sisters, my brothers, they all have taught me so many things in God. I don't think they realize how much they taught me in God. But I just want to give thanks to them openly tonight and for their support. Hallelujah. Bless God. But in Titus 2, this is an epistle of Paul to the apostle, the apostle of Titus. This was an establishment Titus was doing in Crete, ordaining elders in different cities, in every cities, and that was something that he was appointed to do, an assignment for him to do. But in chapter 2, he displayed counsels to teach older women and men to support the younger, and to teach the younger men and women to support the younger and the older, as well as we support one another, iron sharpening iron. So verse 1 in Titus chapter 2, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. We speak things that are in agreement with the word of God when we're teaching or just speaking, conversating to people, to one another. We speak sound doctrine because that takes the mind of Christ and begin to express sound doctrine inside of action. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. The saying that the older men should be more dignified. They should be in sound in faith. They should be solid in faith and in love with steadfast. They should take on Christ-like character. The men of faith, men of valor, men of honor, and the aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That older women have to have a behavior that's Christ-like as well. We've heard the sayings, there's no fool like an old fool. And we don't have that personality as believers. Hallelujah, bless God. We have behaviors that are conducive to the Holy Spirit. We don't have malicious gossip coming out of our mouths. That's not of Christ. We don't be addicted to wine and drinking and drugging. That's not conducive to the Holy Spirit. Because God has an ordained work for us to do, ordained assignments that we must do, and we can't be given up to worldly things and complete the assignment. Amen. So, and going on into verse 4, it says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. We have a set assignment as older women in Christ Jesus to teach the younger women to be sober. We're teaching them, giving them examples of growing in godliness, growing in health, growing in love, and even to love their husbands. There are experiences that God gives women, that God gives to women that are in Him, and He teaches us how to love our husbands. And once we learn those things, we are to teach the young women how to love their husbands as well, and their children, likewise their children as well. We have set assignments we must do, and we can't do these assignments taken by the world. Hallelujah. And loving ourselves enough to listen to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Listen and just not be listeners of the word, but doers of the word as well. When we read the word, how the Holy Spirit teaches us in His word how to become mature, virtuous women. Hallelujah. Blessed by the Spirit of God Himself to continue to witness to God's people in ordination, walking in our ordained walk, to teach these younger women to be discreet, chaste keepers. Okay, I'm in verse 5. To be discreet and to be chaste keepers, to be like, to be pure, not to be given so easily of her body, whether it's talking foolishly to other people, whether it's giving of her body to fleshly desires. We have to encourage women to be loved and nurtured by the Spirit of God. And we have to make it where God is honored inside of our behavior. Good homemakers. You know what? Where the will of God is honored in the home. We have to teach these young women by experience, by being lovers of the word of God, these things, so they in turn can be willing to express God's love to the next generation. Bless God. And young men likewise are to exhort themselves in the Lord and be sober-minded. They are to have young men self-control. In the Bible, he says, if a person can control their tongue, they can control their whole body. Young men must display self-control. Knowing already self, without self-control, you will not have any integrity because you will be out of control. The spirit of lasciviousness can take over and it can tear a life apart. It will do its job and it will tear a life apart. So young men, likewise, exhort yourself and be sober-minded in the Lord and showing good patterns and good works, good behaviors of not being corrupt with the world. It's easy for the world to corrupt young men today. It's easy for the world to push its lust, its pervertedness onto a man of God if he's foundated strongly in the Lord. If he don't have a sober mind, a person that's full of drunken spirits, drinking, and full of drugs of perversion, I don't care what kind of drug it is, a drug of perversion, is subject to the spirit of lasciviousness to do anything with no restraint. Oh, my God. But young men, likewise. And the Lord, follow after godliness. Follow, get someone that's close in your life. God has put and will put in your life someone that can lead and guide you. See, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And when the teacher appears, the student listens and learns. The student will follow. We follow our master. We follow our Lord and our Savior. We are his students. We are his witnesses in the earth. Bless God. Sound speech we must have, men and women. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. We don't want to be out here and someone says, oh, no, she's a blasphemer. She sure enough could read a person up and down, and it sure didn't sound godly to me. We don't want people to be able to say that. Or he cussed out his wife so bad out in public. I can imagine what he do to her at home. Or he out in the streets, acting one way, and in the church acting another way. God forbid. And also, we must exhort our servants to be obedient unto their own masters in verse 9, and not to please them well in all things, not answering them again and again. Your spiritual parents, they shouldn't have to, or your parents shouldn't have to say, do this over and over again, or this is what you should do, or the word of God, you know, tell you to do this, and you don't have to put ourselves in situations where we fall and stumble, doing it over and over again. We be well in all things through Christ Jesus. And we don't have to be not prolonging. That means stealing. We don't have to steal no matter what the cost of the item is. We can be good and faithful servants and be trusted. Hallelujah. Because God will take a thief and clean them up to be a overseer of money. God can take a drug addict, clean them up to be an overseer of much. Hallelujah, bless God. For the grace of God that gives salvation have appeared to all men. This is something all men can understand. If Christ gave his life to all, for all, his word and two is for all, for the grace of God in verse 11, chapter 2, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, not just the ones who hold the Bible in the left hand and have a cross holding up in the right hand walking down the street, to all men, so we may understand this gracious word of God and feel and have the anointing of God so you can hear his voice. The grace of God has appeared to all men. Please let us respond, brothers and sisters. Let us acknowledge that God's grace has been given to us, hallelujah, undeserving and so loving, hallelujah, to all men. That blesses my soul. And it teaches that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, how to do that. The grace of God teaches how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That's verse 12. Hallelujah. the grace of God teach us how to do those things. And I'm a living witness. God is faithful. And he can perform his word. He will bring his word to pass. Oh, my God. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We do those things in expectation for that blessed hope and for the glorious appearing of our great God and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We allow the grace of God that brings us salvation to teach us to deny the world and the lust that comes with it. Hallelujah. The word can do it. Grace can do it. Hallelujah. We can put our eyes toward, we can press toward the prize of the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Looking for that blessed hope, verse 13 says, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquities and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Jesus knows just how to do it for himself, because he gave himself for us. He do it for himself. He do it for himself to give his Father glory. He knows just how to teach us. He knows just how to make us feel. He to give unto himself a particular people, zealous of good works, joyful of good works, powerful of good works, anointed of his good works. Hallelujah. And he purifies to himself. Verse 14. He says that he might redeem us. That's why the glorious grace comes, so he can redeem us from all iniquities, which he do. And he purify unto himself. Oh, hallelujah. A particular people, zealous of good works. Happy to do your pleasure, my Lord. Here I am. Do with me as thy will, O God. Hallelujah. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Let no man tell me and teach, tell me any old thing. Let no man put my God down. I speak with authority that my God is the God of all things. My Father in heaven is my Lord and Savior's Father. Jesus will teach me how to be closer to my Father if I don't know how. Jesus will teach me how to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father if I don't know. Hallelujah. I'm inside of the purity that he has given. Hallelujah. I claim, I decree and declare that I am one of the zealous of good works. Hallelujah. For I've been made the righteousness of God. These things speak and exhort. And I rebuke in the name of Jesus anything in my life that's not conducive to you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. Let no man take me under. Let no man say that I am not who God says that I am. And my Lord and Savior gave his life for me to be the righteousness of God. And I am, hallelujah, an ambassador to Christ Jesus, to him that loves me. Brothers and sisters, I hope you've been blessed by the mighty word of God. Let the grace of our God that bringeth salvation that has appeared to all men bring you peace and joy. If you would pray the prayer of salvation along with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you, Lord God. I believe, Lord God, that you died for my sins, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You were buried in the grave. You took all of my sin, Lord Jesus, to the grave from the cross, Lord God. I believe by the Spirit of God you were raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Oh God, for me, you gave your life. Lord, I accept you being my Lord and Savior. And you sit at the right hand of our Father, making intercession for me daily, constantly, Lord God. And I just thank you, Jesus, for being the Lord and Savior of my life today, Lord God. For with my mouth, I confess you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of my life, and with my heart, I believe by faith that you died and you rose from the dead. And I just bless your holy name. Lord God. And I just thank you all for listening tonight here on Blog Talk Radio. The lines and I'll be open tonight for comments due to technical difficulties. But I pray that we allow the word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword to get in our spirit and cut away that foulness that's not in the Lord, that foul ground that's not in the Lord Jesus. It is time, hallelujah, to give ourselves into the word of God in such a mighty way. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Brothers and sisters, it will be easier, hallelujah, as God has said in his word, that the aged women, likewise, we be in our behavior of holiness. We stand in holiness and walk in godliness. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful vision. Hallelujah. The transformation, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost doing his work inside. Hallelujah. Changing us from the filthy rags that we were until the purity that Jesus calls unto himself a peculiar people, the zealous of good work. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus at all times. Hallelujah. And your praise with a new song, O Lord God, shall be in our mouth. Hallelujah, O God. Bless each and every person, O God. I cover each and every person, O God, that's on the line, O Heavenly Father, that's connected to this ministry, O God, with the fullness of the Holy Spirit, O God. Lord, let your manifestation of your love, Lord, overflow, rush their lives and overflow. Lord God, each and every one of them, O Heavenly Father, let us begin to teach your young women and the young men, Lord God, as you would have us to do. Let us accept that we are aged women, Lord. Those of us that are aged women, let us accept that we are aged women, Lord God, and there are our benefits of being an aged woman. Hallelujah. Not just a fine wine, Lord God, but a purity. Being a particular person, Lord God, zealous in good works for you, O God. Oh, my God, thank you for allowing me to be an aged woman. I thank you for giving us the ears to hear when you teach us, O God, by your Spirit. Lord God, that we teach your people exactly what you want us to teach your people, that you keep giving us a pen, the mouth of a pen of a ready writer, oh God, that you touch our mouth, Lord God, and everything that come out of our mouth is what you put in our mouth to say to come out, oh God. We thank you for raising up the men, oh God, that's not full of wine, oh God, that are strong men, hallelujah, godly men, good husbands, oh God. We thank you for raising them up to be good fathers, oh God, sound-minded, oh God, worthy, oh God, to be called sons and daughters of you, Lord God. We thank you that the children that are listening, oh God, to their parents, Lord, respect their parents, oh God, that they know that the words that are coming out of their mouths are from the Most High God, and their parents are due utmost respect, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Let the children begin to obey. Let the children begin to cry out and plead, oh God, mercy for other children, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the holy anointing that you imparted this day, oh God, in this hour on this earth, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Being a witness for you is our delight, oh God. Thank you for teaching us how to be closer to you, to have a more humble spirit, oh God, to spend time with you, oh God, to take value in spending time with you, oh God. For it is priceless, oh Heavenly Father. Thank you for in our knowing you would teach us things that men, oh God, will not, don't know, that kings would pay to learn, oh God, by your wisdom, oh God, that you have hidden for us this day and hour, oh God. Thank you for imparting to us, oh God, to glorify you, God, in everything that we do, oh God. We thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing that right spirit within us, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just bless you right now. And I thank you, oh God, for the pressing in, for the pressing in, for the pressing in, for the pressing in, for the mark of our prize, hallelujah, that Jesus, for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to receive you, Jesus, and acknowledge you.